Sit, Mama. Good girl. Cole, be nice. Good girl. Gentle. Oh, good baby. Sit.
It's mid-morning at an undisclosed location, and Crystal Ellard is handing out treats, cabbage and cucumbers, to the 24 or so pigs of all ages and sizes. Like dogs, Ellard says pigs can be taught some basic commands.
They all know, good job, they can sit. Some of them can stand and walk on their back legs. They've learned the command for down, so if they, like, get up on something, you can tell them down. You know, a lot of the same things that you want puppies to do.
Animal Allies has been taking care of the pigs since January, after about 30 originally were found in a wetland area near Avalon Boulevard and Interstate 10.
So by the time we got out there, there were only 6 left south of 10, and there were only 4 left north of 10.
Sharon Berg is director of Animal Allies.
A couple of them had been taken, from what we understand. People were going out there to shoot them. They had become a tourist attraction. People were going out there in truckloads to bring donuts and cakes and bread to feed them, and then they would leave.
After rescuing the pigs, Berg says they had to learn about them in a hurry.
3 of the pigs were pregnant. They were too far along for us to be able to spay them. So the whole pig birthing process is amazing. They are viable as soon as they're born. Pigs are good mommies. They grow up really fast. They mature very quickly.
The facility is also home to about 180 cats, tabbies, calicos, solid color, you name it, but no dogs.
Dogs can be a real problem because, as Crystal likes to say, everybody likes bacon, and dogs see pigs as prey animals, and it doesn't have to be a big dog.
On Saturday, Mama, Cole, Daisy, and the piglets, along with many of the cats, will be among the animals available at the inaugural Spring into Love Mega Adoption event from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Pensacola Fairgrounds on Mobile Highway. Berg says more than 20 rescue groups will be represented.
We're going to have dogs, cats, pigs, bunnies, ferrets, just about everything you could possibly want in a new family member. We're hoping for 100 adoptions in one day, and if this is successful, like we're hoping it will be, we'll be doing this annually.
A large contingency of volunteers will be on hand to provide information on the animals up for adoption.
For the pigs, the American Mini Pig Association has been a huge help to us. They've got wonderful information on their website and their Facebook page, how to care for a pig, what to expect. They've been donating money to us and microchips. We're microchipping all the pigs, and the cats are microchipped as well.
Those interested in adopting a pig from Animal Allies, says Sharon Berg, will undergo an extensive application and interview process.
We want people to be able to volunteer for 4 hours at least, so they get a real feeling of what it takes to take care of a pig. Personal references, home checks with the pigs, and then most rescues will do home checks with the dogs as well. Primarily making sure that there's a fenced-in yard, that the dog or the pig won't be chained up, that the yard is appropriate for the type of animal.
The event's primary mission is to reduce the number of animals which are killed in local public shelters. More than 10,000 in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are euthanized each year.
Escambia has made huge strides in terms of reducing that number quite a bit. To do that, the main thing is spay and neuter, spay and neuter, spay and neuter. We spay and neuter the pigs before they get adopted, and we spay and neuter all the cats, and all the other rescues spay and neuter their dogs as well.
Horses were also included in the original lineup, but Panhandle Equine Rescue will not be able to attend this year. More information on Saturday's Spring into Love event, 10 to 4 at the Pensacola Fairgrounds, can be found at the Animal Allies Facebook page. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.